This week's Rest for the Heart is about trusting God when we feel afraid. But there are so many verses telling us not to fear in the Bible, we can only touch on, well, hardly any of them, but they're very encouraging anyway. So sit down quietly, relax, allow these verses to sink right into your heart and touch your spirit. Listen to the thing several times over if you need to. Just allow God to reassure you through these verses. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of love, power, and self-discipline. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment, personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your heart and your thoughts at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell Him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. Perfect love expels all fear. If we're afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.